here's a story from The World.
Myanmar's Rohingya people tell stories of a thousand-year history living in Arakan. That's the coast of what's now Myanmar. The government of Myanmar tells a different story, that these same people are foreigners, that they migrated from neighboring Bangladesh. Over the past 4 years, hundreds of thousands of Rohingya have been driven from Myanmar by government troops and local militias. They live in dozens of refugee camps in the city of Cox's Bazar, across the border in Bangladesh. Among the few things the refugees still have left are stories. Here's The World's Stephen Snyder.
I'm typing a message to Mohammed Rezawan. He's 24 years old, lives in Cox's Bazar, where it's not easy to get a phone connection, let alone Wi-Fi. I type out my question in WhatsApp.
Where is your home in Myanmar?
About a minute later, his recorded answer comes back.
I'm from Mongolia, kind of state Myanmar. I'm now living in Kutupalang refugee camp.
Rezawan says he's from Mongdao, Rakhine district in Myanmar, and he's now living in the Kutupalang refugee camp. I got in touch with Rezawan after I learned about a book he's just written. It's called Rohingya Folktales.
We Rohingya people have our own culture, tradition. We are on the brink of losing all of them, unfortunately.
Folk tales, he says, are how Rohingya people teach their youngsters morals and lessons. Rezawan wants to preserve these stories. He spent a year putting his book together. Rezawan doesn't have a car. He doesn't own a bike, so he walked up to 5 miles to meet each storyteller.
It was not that much easy. I mean, really, it was really hot.
He collected nearly 20 stories.
There's the one about the village, the foolish villagers.
Alex Ebsuri edited Rezawan's translations of Rohingya folktales.
An orphan boy is mistreated by some of the villagers, and he decides to seek revenge on them by tricking them into selling all their cows, burning down their house, and then eventually tying themselves to a stake in the middle of an estuary that floods and drowns all of them.
Ebsuri works in international development, and he records the music of exiled groups around the world. He met Rezawan in Cox's Bazar while recording the music we're hearing now by Rohingya refugees.
Folktales are not a universal language. You know, if you read these folktales, some of them are quirky. They're maybe not even the morals that I would think of when I was thinking of a folktale.
Here's one of Rezawan's favorites, about a hunter.
There was once a hunter in a village. One day, while hunting in a valley, he trapped in his net a group of beautiful herons.
And the heron are all trying to escape, and they're flying up and down, left and right, back and forth.
Neither traveling north, nor traveling south, nor east, nor west.
Rezawan says the moral of that story is that birds and people can't go anywhere until they cooperate. Here's another.
The title of the story is A Queen's Dream.
A Queen's Dream.
In ancient times, there was a country that had been badly affected by drought. One day, the queen of the country...
Let me say out front that the queen had a very strange dream. She dreams that the coming rains, if people drink them, will turn them mad. And despite her warnings to the villagers, that's exactly what happens. The place descends into chaos. Rezawan says this story has a moral.
The moral of the story is that if the wrongdoers in the country are majority...
If the wrongdoers in the country are the majority...
They can force entire country... into a very bad situation.
They can force the entire country into a bad situation.
It's what we're facing right now.
What they are facing is discrimination, marginalization. The United Nations described it as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Rezawan told me that he and his family fled Myanmar when their village was set on fire. If life there was untenable, he said, in the camps... It seems like we are facing the second genocide.
I wanted to publish the story in English because I just wanted the international community to know about our culture, about tradition, and about the existence of Rohingya people in Arakan.
In Arakan, the name Rohingya people give to their homeland in Myanmar, a name you can no longer find on any map, a name and its stories that Mohammad Rezwan wants us all to remember. For the world, I'm Stephen Snyder.
Thanks to Alex Ebsery and the Music in Exile Project for providing the Rohingya music recorded in Cox's Bazar. Learn more about Rohingya folktales at theworld.org.